Good morning or afternoon or evening, maybe even night for some of you, to all of my weather community. I hope everyone's been having a wonderful few days. So we all know Helene came through and it did minor damage. It actually ended up moving a lot east of here. It moved through Athens. Kind of surprised everyone. This thing was expected to move more through Atlanta, but it was off by a good 100 miles or so. So some big surprises there. But I hope everyone fared through the storm. I do know some people lost some power, but it was very few people. Power flickered a few times for me, but nothing too major. So today I just wanted to go over our next big system that's trying to form here. And we've been having systems form from this same area almost this whole year. We've had the Central American Gyre. It's been extremely active this year. And the Central American Gyre, what it is just an area of spinning air over Central America, and it kind of bleeds into the tropics. And that's where these storms form, That's where these low pressures form, and with the spin in the air, they start to spin. Spinning at a low pressure forms a hurricane. So we see hurricanes form there all the time, especially during this year. The Central American Gyre during this time of year is extremely active. And so now we have this new area forming. This is exactly where Helene came from, too. So this yet again could pose impacts to our area, but we are very unsure of that. More or less, we just want to go over right now where this may head to in the Gulf and who needs to be aware of this. So, I'm looking at the map right now. The area is an orange. It's rated orange, which is like a level 2 out of 3. For the next 2 days, it has basically no chance of development, but within the next week, it has about a 50% chance of development. So this thing very well, not within the next 2 days, but as we get later on into the week, by late this week, this thing could be a tropical system at that point. Of course, we won't know until we get there, but we've got a lot of uncertainty with this system, mostly due to it just being so far out, This thing's over a week out from any hitting any land, if it does. And with it being so far out, you just don't know too much yet. But what we do know is this. This storm's going to originate from Central American Gyre, similar spot as Helene, maybe a little further south, I could see. And then it's going to move similar to Helene. It's going to move north, never eat soggy waffles, northwest, and it's going to move probably over the Yucatan. This one's going to be a little further west than Helene, it looks like. It's probably going to move over the Yucatan and then emerge somewhere in the Gulf. Where will it emerge, though? We do not know that. This thing's going to probably emerge somewhere in the western Gulf of Mexico. Or Central Gulf. This thing has a lot of potential to emerge in the Central Gulf as well. I'm going to pull up some spaghetti models here and kind of give you the rundown of what they're looking like. So there's about two camps with the storm in the models. You have basically two scenarios. Scenario number one, this thing pushes over the Yucatan and it moves into the Western Gulf. But right before landfall, interestingly, in both scenarios, it curves sharply east, most likely getting lifted up by a cold front. Of course, we won't know that until we get there. But I would take a note that this thing, late in its life cycle, before landfall, will likely shift east. That's what it's looking like right now in all models. And then you have camp number two, scenario number two. This thing ends up being a bit further east. This thing stays out of the Yucatan, ends up through cutting through that strait like Helene did, and it ends up affecting more areas of Florida yet again. Of course, that's very uncertain. Both those are very uncertain, so we won't really know until we get there, right? This is just going to be one of those storms. It's going to be a wait and see for almost this entire week, and by next week, we're going to have a better picture of this storm. So, yeah, and either camp is equally as possible at this point. I've seen both on hurricane models and global models as well. I've seen both scenarios being depicted. either one could or could not bring impacts to us. Very uncertain at this time. I think really areas of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, anywhere on the Gulf Coast needs to worry about this pretty much. The U.S. Gulf Coast. There is some ensembles, do note. There is some slower ensemble members that do want this to go into the Bay of Campeche, that area right by the Yucatan, and actually end up affecting Mexico. So pretty much the entire Gulf of Mexico's coastline is in threat by the system. I'm going to take a look at the European ensemble. And, yeah, similar picture. The European ensemble is a little more favored to scenario number two, going through Florida. It seems a little more favored to that. But, of course, the slower it is, the further west this thing's going to end up. So I would be pretty interested to see how slow the system ends up starting out, because that's going to have a big impact on the system's track. So that also most likely means, that this system is going to affect, is going to be uncertain for a lot of its track, just because if it's slower, it's going to be more west. If it's faster, it's more east. So, I mean, it's all going to depend on how fast this thing goes, in my opinion. It's all just going to depend how fast, how slow, depends on where it's going to go. So, we are most likely not going to have a good picture on this until we find out how fast or how slow the system is going to end up going. So, anywhere on the Gulf Coast needs to keep a close eye on this, because there's a lot of potential for anywhere. I could see any scenario setting up at this point. Of course, something to note that these models are not very good with tropical cyclones until the low pressure has actually formed. We don't see a defined low pressure yet in this storm quite yet. So we aren't really looking at exact track at this point. We're more looking at where are ensembles setting up. Where are multiple ensembles setting up. So that's more what we're looking at in all actuality. So, yeah. And let's take a look. What the GFS, the American model, wants is it kind of go a bit slower, a bit stronger. But then right before landfall, it looks like it's going to make landfall in Louisiana. It curves very sharply east. Most likely being guided by a trough, and yes it is, by a cold front. Or area of high pressure as well, kind of blocking it, and it just gets blocked from hitting the coast, and it ends up actually making landfall in Florida, in the basically the same spots that just got hit. Now, that is not a forecast, but that's basically the GFS saying, hey, I'm in scenario number one, where it heads up central Gulf Coast and curves east. Canadian is more on the scenario number two. Curves is faster, more east. And ends up hitting Florida. I don't know if there's any global models that want this heading. End up hitting the Yucatan, the Bay of Campeche area. But I wouldn't be surprised if that's a scenario. Even though there's no global ensembles that support it. That still appears to be a scenario depicted by the ensemble members at this time. So anything could really happen with the storm. A lot of uncertainties. And a blog post will be released on this most likely tomorrow in the weekly forecast. It'll be included. I don't think this is quite ready for a full blog post yet, because just due to uncertainties in the storm's track. Because, I mean, really, you heard it. There are three scenarios, all of which basically encompassing the entire Gulf Coast, including parts of Mexico, too. So there's just so much uncertainty in this storm to really say that this thing's gonna come through there. But a little hint on the, weekly weather forecast. Expect very dry, very recoverable conditions after the storm, after today and tomorrow. Once we move into the rest of the week, it's gonna be high pressure dominant. Very nice, very nice. No rain. Lots of sun, it looks like, after today and tomorrow. But just absolutely nothing. And then you get into next week, and you could have that tropical system. Timing, there's no specific dates on the storm. It's just next week. That's what it looks like at this point. Sometime next week, after our beautiful sunny weather, it's going to kind of come in, ruin that most likely, unless we get another surprise cold front that moves in. But yeah, just expect, don't expect anything at this point. No need to even prepare for anything. Just keep on the eye for weather forecasts by me and other weather channels and other your news agencies and the National Weather Service. Keep an eye out for them and keep an eye on what they're saying, because this could have impacts on us. Could not. We'll see what happens here in a few days. We'll do an update to this forecast and we'll see where this thing goes. So thank you guys all for tuning in, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of Tropics. Thank you.